David Kotz has had a front row seat for scandals, large and small. As Inspector General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, he's investigated how the agency responded to the greatest fraudster ever, Bernard Madoff. But he also rooted out employees looking at porn on their government computers. Now he's left for the private sector. Mr. Kotz joins us now in studio to review this interesting tenure at the SEC. Great to have you on.
Great to be here.
All right, let's talk about the Madoff affair. And you had a front row seat at the way the SEC handled that. And, of course, the report was pretty tough on the SEC. What's your assessment on why things were so hard for it to catch on to what was going on there?
Yeah, but I think there were a couple of things. Number one, there were some issues of competence, frankly, in terms of the training and the experience that the employees had. The other thing was they just never really believed that Bernie Madoff would operate a Ponzi scheme. They just didn't fathom it. And so because of that, they didn't really take the steps necessary to look to identify whether there was a scheme. They thought perhaps he was engaged in insider trading, front running. So they looked at that, but it never occurred to them that maybe there was no trading at all. And if they had taken relatively simple steps, they could have uncovered the fraud much before he finally confessed.
Is this more of a people issue, meaning it's just a process that they didn't check the right boxes? I don't mean that as a compliance, but as you said, they just didn't think about it. Or is there something else to it more you know, broad that's going on across SEC? I mean,
the concern was, you know, that it happened over a variety of time periods with a variety of different people. Bernie Madoff was actually investigated and examined several times by the SEC. So there were numerous different people who missed it. So that's why it's hard to say it's only one person or a couple people. It seems that there were overall concerns about how they went about doing their investigations, doing their examination, such that they weren't able to identify the fraud. And yes, there were certain basic steps that they could have done, basic steps that you have to do if you're going to try to uncover a Ponzi scheme. There are ways that you can determine if trades are actually made. And you go, you make a phone call, and if they had done that, they could have uncovered the fraud much before 2008.
So it sounds like really the issue wasn't one of the regulations they needed were not in place or the laws they needed were not in place. It was just the competence they needed or the sensitivity they needed was not in place.
Yeah, I mean, there were no regulations that needed to be in place for the SEC to uncover Bernie Madoff's fraud. That's right.
Interesting. Okay, I want to move on to and talk about rule writing. Now, the Dodd-Frank legislation changed a lot of things for a lot of agencies, no less the SEC. Gigantic rules they have to write. Give us an idea of the scope, just in terms of pages, that these rules entail. And you found that they're having trouble getting that job done.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tremendous amount of work that they had to do under Dodd-Frank. Relatively short deadlines in terms of writing rules. The rules are very complex. They have to seek comment. So they have to incorporate people's comments into the rules. And so, yes, thousands and thousands of pages. And, you know, it's just near impossible to get it all done within the deadlines. And, you know, they have to do it in sort of a reasoned way. So I think, you know, I think they've made a good effort to try to do it carefully, not worry about sort of throwing them out there and getting them out definitely. But you also want to make sure that that they're done right. And so, you know, I think they've tried their best. I think they've done got a lot of good work. I think they should get credit for that. You know, we recently issued a report actually on my last day before I left on Friday about cost-benefit analysis, which was an aspect of rule writing. But, you know, it was a tremendous amount of work that they had to do, and I think they're doing their best.
So this sounds like a manpower and budgetary issue as much as anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dodd-Frank really put a lot of strain on the agency's resources. And, you know, at the same time that the SEC was given all these new responsibilities under Dodd-Frank, they weren't given a lot of new people to do it. So that definitely caused a strain.
How are they changing? How are they using, for instance, technology or changing processes to kind of make up for that shortfall in terms of resources?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't speak for the SEC, but I think that they have made efforts along those lines in terms of technology. I mean, I think that's one of the things that Chairman Shapiro really brought in, the need to beef up the technology at the SEC. If you look at the technology budgets of the companies that the SEC is regulating compared to the SEC, you know, there's very different. So, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, technology helps, but you really also need to have the people who understand the issues to write the rules and to go through all the different comments. And so it's not so easy to just have technology solve the problem.
We're speaking with David Kotz, the former Inspector General at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, you developed a pretty tough reputation there, and some people said it was almost too adversarial. I mean, the IG has varying relationships depending on the agency. Do you think you were too tough on them sometimes, or maybe could have?
I mean, actually, you know, my relationships with the senior level people at the SEC were excellent. Really. Now, look, we were investigating people, and when we investigated them, sometimes it was adversarial. I mean, we did our best, you know, to try to make it as non-adversarial as we could. But when you're an inspector general, and, you know, in my case, a lot of the reports that I issued became big news, and so that causes an added strain. I mean, really, things changed after Madoff. And after Madoff, we issued a report. There was a lot of interest in it. And so people became nervous that their names would appear in the paper, that they would, you know, there would be more publicity about them. And that caused a little bit of strain. But, you know, at the end of the day, I had to do my job. And, you know, if I found wrongdoing, I had to be aggressive about it. We did it in a nice possible way. But at the same time, we had to do our job.
And how did you maintain independence from Congress? Because there was a lot of pressure from the Hill on both sides to deal with the SEC one way or the other.
Yeah, we have a lot of inquiries from the Hill. And, you know, when we got an inquiry from the Hill, we looked into it. But that doesn't mean we found what they necessarily wanted us to find. And to Congress's credit, when there were many occasions when we didn't find wrongdoing, they nevertheless accepted what we found. I mean, I think we established a reputation that we were going to look at things in a thorough and comprehensive way. And whatever we found, whatever we found. And there were many reports. Many, many reports where we didn't find the SEC did any wrong. They may not have gotten as much coverage as the ones we did, but certainly there were many like that.
Based on your tenure and what previous IGs have done and looking back, how would you rate your tenure in terms of, did you just come in at a time that was very active, not from an IG standpoint, but from what was going on with the SEC between Dodd-Frank and Bernie Madoff, or were you pretty typical in terms of the number of reports, number of investigations you guys put out?
Yeah, I mean, we were a very productive office, but at the same time, it really was a function of the times. I came in, one of the first reports we did was about the collapse of Bear Stearns. Then you had the financial crisis. You know, then things calmed down a little bit, and you had Bernie Madoff. Then you had the Alan Stanford alleged Ponzi scheme. So, you know, it was really, I think, a function of the times. I mean, there was just a lot for us to look at. I think we did a good job at looking at a lot of things. But I don't know that necessarily all inspector generals, you know, are dealing with those kinds of issues.
Plus, you had a few small things like bad leasing practices, and they leased a bunch of office space.
Right.
Were those distractions, or did that get to the core of the agency?
You know, I mean, it went to sort of management, overall management issues. I mean, I think initially we looked at sort of the major divisions, the enforcement division, the compliance division, and I think that they've made a lot of significant improvements in those areas. The leasing really went to sort of overall management, and, you know, that's a concern, too, because taxpayer dollars are at issue. So we were concerned about, you know, how that went. But again, I think if for each report we identified an issue, there were improvements done. And I think the SEC is a much better place today than it was before we issued our report.
And I wanted to ask you that, too, kind of to wrap it up. Now, we saw some agency issues over the last couple of years, like the Mineral Management Service and the scandals that they had in a whole different realm. And that ended up they were atomized and recreated as whole new agencies. Is your feeling that the SEC is basically sound if some of the problems can be fixed that you've identified?
Yeah, I mean, I think the measure of an organization is how they deal with these kinds of issues. And I think to Sherman Shapiro's credit, she has really taken on the mantle of change, improved things, and I think it is a very sound organization with a lot of very good, hardworking people.
IGs, from a broad perspective, have come under a lot of scrutiny, but both also gotten a lot of attention over the last 3 or 4 years as the IG Reform Act that Congress keeps trying to push through. If from your perspective, and I know you just sat with one agency as a IG, where do you see some of the biggest challenges for IGs? What are some of the areas that need to be reformed or improved upon from an IG perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in some ways, it's not ideal for them to be so public. I mean, I was, and that was a function of the times, and there was really nothing we could do about it. But a lot of the things that you work on behind the scenes. So it's better for IGs to get the support they need from the agency, but otherwise to kind of be left alone and not be in the public eye. I do think that they do great work. And I think it's very important for every agency and department to have a watchdog, you know, sort of for the American people to let them know what's going on and keep an eye on things.
David Kautz is the former Inspector General at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And-